Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description.
Ghost Maps. Entry 86. Queenstown, Singapore. Mr. Cab, as his alias suggests, has been a taxi driver for the last 5 years. When I met him tonight at this coffee shop in Bedok, I thought he only had one story to share with me. As it turns out, he has another. One that's somewhat similar to the first one he told me. He half jokes that the first incident actually prepared him a little for this one. "I definitely wasn't a sketla when it happened," he says, with that warm smile again. A smile which is still tinged with just a hint of sadness. "Bara," he adds, "I think I still wasn't as prepared la for how sad it would be." I take that as my cue, ensure that my recorder is still switched on, and ask him to once again start from the beginning. Mr. Cab had switched to the night shift 2 years ago. His father had passed on a year prior, and he wanted to ensure that he was at home during the day for his mother. Her health's still fine, but it can be tough on her when she's alone, he explains. Oddly enough, he hadn't experienced anything supernatural since making the switch. Lots of drunks and lots of folks with shady affairs, he tells me, but nothing particularly ghostly. Until last year, that is. It was a Saturday in June at around 1 a.m. Mr. Cab had just finished a late supper at a coffee shop in Sengkang and was making his way down Upper Serangoon Road. While certainly quieter than during the day, the stretch itself wasn't exactly dead. A few all-night eateries dotted the area from Kovan to Serangoon itself. But as Mr. Cab got closer towards the Bidadari Estate, things started to quiet down. For most of the 20th century, the area was a cemetery, and the memory of its former life seemed to still influence its residents' habits. "There's still a few 24-hour coffee shops lah around there, but certainly less lively than other place," Mr. Cab says. It wasn't the first time that Mr. Cab had passed through the area. But every time he did, he always said a little prayer. It was a habit he picked up after that first incident. Every time he passed by an area with a history that could tie it closely with the supernatural, or every time he encountered something that seemed unearthly, he would say a simple prayer asking for protection. And this time was no different. So when he saw a woman near one of the flats flagging him down, he wasn't worried. even though he knew she was a spirit. "Can you take me home, please?" the woman asked. Like the ghost in Mr. Cab's previous story, this woman was young, but dressed like she was from a different time. The 60s, in her case. Mr. Cab asked the woman where her home was. She said she lived in Queenstown. Mr. Cab, learning from his previous experience, simply left it at that. "No point asking for more information," he says. "If she wants to tell me more, she can." On the way there, though, she did ask Mr. Cab for one more thing. "It's very cold," she said. "Do you have something to keep me warm?" His taxi's air condition had been on the fritz for a while. It would only blow either swelteringly hot or freezing cold air at him. The hoodie was sitting on the front passenger seat now. Mr. Cab took it and handed it to the spirit, who thanked him. For the rest of the drive to Queenstown, Mr. Cab would sporadically look up at his rearview mirror. The woman, the spirit, was wearing his hoodie, but still shivering. When they finally reached Queenstown, this spirit, unlike the one from his previous incident, gave him directions to a specific block. When they reached there, the spirit again tried to hand Mr. Cab a handful of notes. Hell notes. Mr. Cab gently refused, and that seemed to make the spirit smile. Like Mr. Cab's, it was a warm smile, though tinged with a touch of sadness. The spirit alighted from the taxi and walked towards the block. Mr. Cab tried not to blink as he watched her make her way home. But soon, he couldn't stop himself. Within that split second, the spirit was gone. Mr. Cab wound down his window and took a moment to breathe in the night's cool air after the spirit had disappeared. As he exhaled, he decided that now was as good a time as any to stop for a cup of coffee. He parked his vehicle and walked to a 24-hour coffee shop he knew was nearby. He nursed his drink for about half an hour before heading back to his vehicle. When he reached his taxi, there was another woman waiting for him beside it. A living one, this time, in her 70s.
"Are you the man who brought my elder sister home?"
the woman asked, tears in her eyes. Mr. Cab didn't know the right way to respond, so he simply nodded slightly. She told him that her sister Lillian had died as a result of a bombing during Confrontasi.
"This whole time, I knew that her spirit hadn't found peace even after we buried her,"
Marianne said. She suspected that Lillian had been trying and trying to find her way back to her family. But well, she must have had terrible luck hailing taxis at a Bidadari cemetery.
"Until you," Marianne said. reaching out and taking Mr. Cab's hand in hers. She thanked him once again, and before she returned to her flat, told him that Lillian had left him a message. He would be able to find his hoodie where Lillian had been buried. "Sure enough, it was there," Mr. Cab tells me, his smile no longer tinged with sadness. Mr. Cab had returned to the block where he had picked Lillian up. At the void deck of the block, there was a table for residents, with four chairs around it, one on each side. Hanging from the back of one of the chairs was his hoodie. I ask if he took it back, but he says that he just left it there. "I don't know if she'll ever visit her own grave again," he says. "And if she does, I don't want her feel so cold anymore la." I nod and smile as Mr. Cab tells me this. He had started this night talking about how, in his previous career in banking, he had to make a lot of compromises that didn't sit right with him. Yet, here he was, a changed man, demonstrating true empathy for other people, both living and dead. I find myself really hoping that I can speak with him again one day.
If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's Other Side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Huntu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.